The long weekend is here, but if you're traveling Highway 400 to the cottage, you're already well aware of that. Friday began the first long weekend of the cottage, camping season, and commuters packed Highway 400 through Barrie to make it to their northern getaways. Many braved the bumper-to-bumper delays and the high gas prices with a smile. Gas at the en route was $2.06 per liter, but it didn't stop many from filling up. James Jarvis was one of 10 in his group who had the Sea-Doos on a trailer and attached to their van as they all headed up to just south of Sudbury to a rented cottage. Jarvis said it took about an hour and a half to get from their starting point in Kitchener to the Barrie en route, where they loaded up on food. "It will probably take us another 2 hours to get where we're going, but it's fine. It's good to get away after not being able to for so long," said Jarvis. "The weather may not cooperate, but it will still be a good time." Jarvis said there were 4 in his van and the rest were carpooling in other vehicles and, despite the high gas prices, not going was never a thought because everyone was chipping in. Tom Huntrall was headed to meet his girlfriend's family in Parry Sound and made the lone trip from Ajax. If he wasn't so smitten, Huntrall admits he may have stayed home. "She's an awesome girl, so you do what love makes you do, I guess, even if that is spending over $100 in gas, one way," said Huntrall. "The gas prices are honestly insane. There is no need for it. I'll be walking and biking the rest of the week." The Whitney family was traveling from Mississauga, trailer in tow, for a getaway in Restoule Provincial Park, just north of Algonquin Park. Dora Whitney said she, her husband, 2 kids and Tima the dog made it to the en route in an hour and a half but still had a 3-hour drive to their destination. "It's always busy on the 401 to get out of Mississauga and then some spots on the 400 are very busy and keep us stopped," said Whitney. "It's the family's first time in Restoule, but they try to make it to Algonquin every year as they are big on camping. Even with the past COVID-19 lockdowns, the family has been able to camp, which was a relief to daughter Addison. We have been lucky that we have been able to still camp because with a trailer you can keep a distance from people," Addison said. "But this weekend does feel different as it's nice to get away in the nice weather." The OPP was out in force and one officer was at his post in the en route area, watching for seatbelt infractions, people on their phones, unsafe trailers and watching for those who use this as a speedway to jump in front of a few cars on the highway.